Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Tzadik Tes, 9 lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Tes Min Aleph, and we already discussed that in Bayis Rishon, in addition to the Shulchan and Menorah that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Shlomo HaMelech made 10 Shulchanos and 10 Menorahs, and our Gemara will now bring a Braisa and bring a Machlekes Tanoim as to which Shulchan and which Menorah was actually used. And as our Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that the Tanakhama holds Asar Shulchanos, Asar Shlomo, that Shlomo HaMelech made 10 Shulchanos, V'loi Hayimisa. But they only placed lechem upon him on the shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu. And as the pasuk of Melachim Aleph states, "V'yash Shlomo is kol hakelim asher beis Hashem is mizbech hazav v'esa shulchan asher olav lechem upon him zav." And the pasuk states that's a shulchan which is a lashon yachid. Therefore, we see that lechem upon him was only placed on Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan. And I in the Sfasemus who's bothered that the beginning of the pasuk stated "V'yash Shlomo is kol hakelim asher beis Hashem." And therefore, the pasuk is mashmor that we're discussing the shulchanis of Shlomo, and even though the Pasuk used the Lashon Yachid, but has the Tanakhama know that the Pasuk is specifically talking about the Shulchan of Moshe, and also keep in mind that even according to the next Tana, which was Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, he will also agree that they only placed Lechem upon him on one Shulchan, as otherwise it would be a problem with Baal Tosef, and he is only Chilka on the Tanakhama, as the Tanakhama holds that it had to be Dafka on the Shulchan of Moshe, while we will see that Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua holds that they could place Lechem upon him on any of the Shulchanos, and even on one of the Shulchanos of Shlomo. Maybe that's why the Pasuk used Lashon Yachid, and possibly the Gemara's Raya is from the Lashon HaShulchan, and since the Pasuk used a Hei idea, so it's Mashman was speaking about a specific Shulchan, and was speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu Shulchan, which was different than the other 10 Shulchanos, Vitzarech Bir. And the Tanakhama continues, Esser Menorahs Asa Shlomo B'Leah Midlikin El B'Shel Moshe. And similarly, although Shlomo HaMelech made 10 Menorahs, they were only Madlik the Menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shenemet as the Pasuk in Divrei Yom States, Umaktium Lashem, Ulus Babik Babiku, Vereb, Erev, Ukter Sam, Marechus Lechem al Shukratar, Menores Hazov, Venerisel, Var, Bereb, Erev, Kishem Menachlus, Mishmeres Hashem Lakenu, Vatam Zavtam Isai. And once again, since the Pasuk uses Lashin Yachid of Menoras Hazov, therefore we see that they actually lit the Menor of Moshe Rabbeinu and not of Shlomo HaMelech. However, the Brisa continues, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua Imeh, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua argues in the Tanakhama, and he holds Al Kulam Misadrin that they were able to be misadah to lechem upon him on any of the shulchanos, and even on one of the shulchanos of Shlomo HaMelech, shenemen as the pasuk in Divrei Yom Bei states, v'yash Shlomo is kol hakelim asher beis Elokim v'es mizbech hazav v'es hashulchanos v'aleihem lechem upon him, and the pasuk uses the term shulchanos, which is lashon rabim, and ayin Rashi al kulon hayu misadrim pam bezeh, that sometimes it would be misadah to lechem upon him on this shulchan and sometimes another shulchan, and there wasn't a requirement to be misadah it dafka on the shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem al Kulon Hayu Misadrin al Eze Shiyirza. And Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua continues and argues in the Tanakhama b'negei Menorah as well, and he holds of a Kulon Hayu Madlikin that they were able to be Madlik any of the Menorahs, and even the Menorahs of Shlomo, Shenemen as the Pasuk in Divrei Yom Bei states, Vesa Menorahs v'neri same levarim kemishbatim l'fnei advir zav sagor, and this Pasuk uses the term Menorahs, which is a Lashon Rabbim. The Braisa continues to discuss the Shita of the Tanakhama as Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda agrees to the Tanakhama, and he states Lo Yehi Misadrin Ela Hashem Moshe. He now has to explain the pasuk that Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua brought down, and why would the pasuk use Lashon Rabbim? And therefore, he continues El Mani Mekayim Vesa Shulchanis Valeim Lechem Apanim Zav. Clearly, the pasuk is teaching us that a lechem apanim was placed on multiple shulchanis and can be placed on any of the shulchanis. However, he explains that it is not referring to the shulchanis of Shlomo, but Eilu Shleisha Shulchanis Shai B'Migdash. This actually refers to three separate shulchanis that were in the base of Migdash, and he continues to explain the purpose of these shulchanis as shnayim shayu b'ulam mibifnim lepesach habayis echad shel kesef echad shel zav, that there were two shulchanis were in the ulam, which was the antechamber and the hallway that led into the heichal and led into the kodesh, and it was a wide room, and these shulchanis were placed on the right and left side of the doorway to the heichal and right next to the entranceway of the heichal, and one of them was made of silver and one of them was made of gold. And Ayin Rashi then the Mishnah and that's Tzadik Tesem Beis, Mishnah will actually teach us that one of them was made of marble and one of gold. And as Rashi states, V'hai dekari hocha kesef v'masis and shayish, mishum de shayish lovim kekesef, as really they were made of marble, but since marble is white like silver, therefore this Brisa mentioned silver, even though certainly it was made of marble. And Ayin and some Rishayim, the Chiluk and Rashi, and they explained that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is actually being Chiluk on the Mishnah and that's Tzadik Tesem Beis. And the Brisa continues, Ashal kesef, noisin lechem apan b'chitzasai, v'ashal zav b'yitziasai, And on Shabbos, when the Kehanim would be bringing the Lechem Aponim into the Heichal, they would walk through the Ulam, and prior to going into the Heichal, they would place all the Lechem onto the silver table, and only afterwards would they pick it up and go into the Heichal and place the Lechem onto the Shulchanais, as we will see in a moment. Ayin Rashi and Our Gemara explain, and since the Lechem Aponim were very heavy, so they actually placed the Lechem Aponim on this table in order to take a break prior to walking into the Kodesh. And the Mefarash Masechtas Tamid on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis also says a similar point. However, I in the first Rashi in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, where Rashi states, "Al Pesach Abayis, Eitzel Pesach Hechel Bichni Sasai, V'loi Hoy Menicha Eisa Sham El Harosis Shemalim BeKodesh, Da'ach Shemenicha Asher Shayish, U'miad Neisa Behechel Misadri Asher Zov Shal Moshe." And Rashi explains that the entire purpose of the Kohen placing the Lechem Aponim on the marble tables was in order to show that Malim BeKodesh, as we will see in a moment, and Ayin the Mefarshim that discussed the steer in Rashi. The Brisa also explained that on Shabbos, when the Kehanim removed Lechem Aponim from the Heichal and from the Shulchan, they would walk through the Ulam, and when walking through the Ulam, they would place the Lechem Aponim on the golden table. And Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda is bothered that why would they have a marble table on the way in and use a golden table on the way out? And he explains, Shemailim BeKodesh V'loy Meridin, that on the way in, they placed the Lechem Aponim on a marble table, because after they would place it on the marble table, they would then go up a level and they would place the Lechem Aponim onto the Shulchan, which was made of gold. And similarly, when removing the Lechem Aponim, since the Lechem Aponim was on the Shulchan, which was gold, and since we can't go down a level of Kedusha, so on the way out, they had to place the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan Shel Zav. And Rashi explains, Val Shel Zav Bitziyasai, V'sham Hayimunach At Shiyuktu Abazichin Ketanim Asisin. And as the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis explains, that they would leave the Lechem Aponim on that table until after the Kohanim were makdeh the Shtei Bezichin Levina. And as we know, the Aktaras Levina was like the Aktaras Kmitza for the Lechem Aponim, and was makdeh the Lechem Aponim Bachila. And the Gemara also states, Ve'echot Shel Zav Bifnim She'olav Lechem Aponim Tamid. And the third of the Shulchanais was the actual Shulchan Shel Zav, which they placed the Lechem Aponim on for the entire week. And the Gemara continues, Minol and the Emaridin, and what is the Makar that one cannot go down a level? And the Gemara explains, Amar Rebbe, the Amar Kras, the Pasuk and Pashat Pekude states, Yokem Moshe Es HaMishkan, Vayitin Es Adonav, Vayosem Es Kroshav, Vayitin Es Brichav, Vayokem Es Amudav. And Rashi brings three explanations, as number one, Midereshe V'Sefer Dekra, B'Loshen HaKama, Da'afilo B'Tzachas HaLoshen Lehurad, Shema Minoi, Emaridin, that since even in the Loshen HaTerah, we find that the Terah began the Pasuk by stating a Loshen Vayokem, and then ended off the Pasuk by also stating Vayokem, so we see that Emaridin. And Rashi continues, Inami, Deloiseo, Echav HaKrenim, Ba'komas, Hamudim, Va'adonim, Shema Minoi, Emaridin, Lefikach, Le'nisasko, Ba'yacherim. And as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Istim Fashi, Shu Atzme, Yischilu Lakimai, Vuhakimu Kuloi, V'loyacher. And finally, Lishnachrina, Me'kar, Vayokem, Moshe, Samishkan, the Hainu Uriyas, Shabbatchil, Paris, Heiriyas, V'loy, Ridim, Ba'komas, Hamudim, Va'adonim. And even while he was putting the Hamudim and Adonim together, he did not let go of the Uriyas, Elochas, Uriyas, Be'odai, Achahakim Kulon. And all of these explanations explain why Emaridin, and the Gemara continues, Menol and the Malin, and how do we know that we should try to be Malin B'Kodesh? And the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that Rav Acha bar Yaakov explains the Amar Kra, as in Pashas Korach, B'negei the 250 of the Adas Korach, so the Pasuk states, Esmachtei Sachatayim Ha'ilu B'Nav Sheisam, V'Asu Oysam Rekuya Pachim Tzipulam Mizbeach, Ki Yekrivu Mufnei Hashem, V'Yekdoshu V'Yu L'Oysal B'Nei Yisrael. And from the shovels of the Adas Korach, they used the materials, and they made a covering for the Mizbeach and the Choshes, V'Tchilu Tashmish Mizbeach, V'Achshav Gufa Shel Mizbeach, and originally it was used in the service of the Mizbeach, and now they were used for the actual Mizbeach, and therefore we see the Malam B'Kodesh, and Ayin Rashi in Pashas Korach that brings from Mitei Sefta, that Malam B'Kodesh is learned from the Pasuk of Ayokim Moshe Samishkan, as B'Tzal also Moshe Shohei Godol M'meno Kimoi. The Gemara continues with a similar limud, B'Negeya Emaridin, as the Pasuk in Pashas Ekev that discusses the Luch HaShniyah states, V'Echtoi Ba'al Luchais, as Hadvar Mashahoyu Al Luchais Rishayna Mashah Shibarto V'Samtam Ba'orin, and Tani Rav Yosef Melami Shaluchais V'Shivu Luchais M'Nochem Ba'orin, and even though the Pashas of the Pasuk is, that you should write on the second Luchais exactly the same words as we wrote on the first Luchais, and then you should place the second Luchais in the Orin. However, since the Pasuk says, Ashi Shibarto V'Samtam Ba'orin, so based on the Smichas, we learn that not only were the second Luchais placed in the Orin, but the first Luchais that were broken were also placed into the Orin, and since initially had Kedusha, therefore, Maridin, and Mikan le Talmud Chacham sheshachar Talmudei Machmas Ein Say she'ein noyeg b'yaminim b'zayin, that if a Talmud Chacham forgets his learning, either because he was sick or because he was tired b'malachdai and he was tired in making a living, we should not be noyeg b'yaminim b'zayin, and we should give him the proper respect. And Mefarshim point out that this is very appropriate for Rabbi Yosef to have stated, and as we know that when Rabbi Yosef got older, he forgot his learning. And in addition, we know that we celebrate Zman Matan Torah on Shavuos, which is the Zman of the Luchos Rishonos. That's why it's also appropriate to Rabbi Yosef said, "B'negei Shavuos, Ilav Hayayma Kamu Yosi Yekub B'Shuka." And the Gemara continues and brings a siman for the three members that we will see from Rish Lakish, and the siman is Bital Sarach V'Shachach. And the first member of Rish Lakish, which is symbolized by the Lashon of Bital, is Rish Lakish. Pa'amim, and we continue in Daf Tzadik Tesem Beis, Shabitul Shel Teir Zehu Yiseida, and as Rashi explains, that be Mevatel Teir Leitzah Semeis Lechnasas Kala, or for other reasons why you're allowed to be Mevatel Teir, that is actually foundational for the Teir, and that is the Kima Teir, and as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Kiyuma Kedama Mevatel Tamo Teir Leitzah Semeis Lechnasas Kala, and Rish Lakish brings a Raya, Dechsiv, as when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to write the Lucha Shniyais, the Pasuk tells us, Vayeme Shem Moshe, that Hashem spoke to Moshe and he was not bekas, and he stated, "P'sol lechosh ne luchas avonim karishenim v'chesavti al luchas esadvar mashahoyu al luchas harishenim asher shibarta." And Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe yashkeichach asher shibarta, and the lashon asher shibarta is like Hakadosh Baruch Hu saying that Ashrei, that praiseworthy are you that you broke the luchas. And as Rashi states, "V'loy Amalei b'lashon kas shma mino eskimo imoy das hashkina k'shebita teir v'shivron kiven eskav l'teva." And some agurish and nasa Moshe kavachim v'at. And his kavuchim was as follows: Ma Pesach she'ein el mitzvah achas amar Torah kol benecho leecho boy. So kol Torah v'Yisrael mishum modum alachas kam v'kamo k'armim perakav boy yovimtai. And as we learned in Masechta Sivamis on Daf Samach Beizim and Aleph, and in Rashi Masechta Shabbos on Daf Peizayim and Aleph, where he explains that Loshin Asher is Isher she'isher v'shibchoy al shviyason. And in Rashi Masechta Babas on Daf Yudal and Beiz yashkichach l'amedcha shumin advarim she'asam Yisrael Abinu alav v'shol midaitai v'eskimo daita v'das. And the Gemara continues with the second member of Rish Lakish, which is symbolized by the word Sarach, as V'am Rish Lakish, Talmud Chacham Shesarach, Eimim Vazan Eis Mefahesya, that if a Talmud Chacham doesn't have Eira, then we can't be Mevazan Mefahesya, as that will cause a Chilul Hashem, Shenem, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, V'chashalta Hayoyim, V'choshal Gam Navi Imcha Loila, V'demisi Imecha, and the Pasuk refers to a Talmud Chacham as a Navi, and we learn from the Pasuk, he's so Kalaila, that he should cover up his Aveira just like it's night, and you should not make it public. And as we know that the Gemara teaches us in Masechtas Brachos that if someone sees a Talmud Chacham doing an Aveira, and one should not be Mahara Achrav, as certainly he did Tshuva, and as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Kiso Kalaila, since the Pasuk discusses the individual's Aveira, as well as the Aveira of a Talmud Chacham, so we learn, Shei Kvaidoi Chavav Alecha Kechvaidecha. And the Gemara continues with the third member of Rish Lakish, which is symbolized by the word Shachach, as V'am Rish Lakish, Kolom Shecheach, Dovah Echem Talmudo, Eivin Balav, that if someone forgets one thing that he learned, and he's Eivin Alav, Shenem, as the Pasuk in Pasuk Veschana states, Vaki Shomel Lechosh Mo Nafshach Moed Pentishka Chazed Var Meshiro Inecho Fen Yisur Mil Vavavcha Kol Yemechayecha Loi Datim Levenecho Levnei Venecho Uchrab Oven Amr Miloi Dom Rab Oven Amr Miloi Kol Mokim Shenem Yishom Pen Va'al Ina El Lisa say that any time the Pasuk uses the term Yishoma or Pen or Al or something similar to that, this is a Loshin that the Torah uses when it wants to teach us a lav. And this Pasuk stated Yishomel Lechosh Pentishka Chazed Varim, and if someone forgets any of the Torah, they are Ivan this lav. The Gemara continues that although Rish Lakish taught us that one is Ivan one lav, but Ravina Amai Shomer Pen Shnei Lav Ninu, that since the pasuk uses the term Yishomer and also uses the lashon of Pentishkach, the one would be Ivan two lavim, and Rav Nachman Yitzchok Amar B'shlish Lavin, and Rav Nachman Yitzchok adds on another lav. Shenema as the pasuk states Yishomer Lecha, and then the pasuk states Ushmor Nafshach Ma'od, and the pasuk also states Pentishkach Hazedvarim. Therefore, we find three lavim, and I and the Mefarshim that discussed that the pasuk states the lashon Pen another time. As the pasuk then states, "Upen Yisur Milvavcha Kol Yemechayecha," and if you have Nachma Yitzchak, there should be a fourth lav. And the Gemara continues, "Yachal Filu Machmas Einzai," and one would think that even if one forgets his learning because of an einis, and for example, he was sick or he had to be oisik bepanasa, Tamalim Upen Yisur Milvavcha b'Mesir Miliba Kosim Endaba, that the only issa applies when one actively forgets his learning. For example, one doesn't chazer and therefore he forgets his learning, but otherwise this lav doesn't apply. And the Gemara continues, "Rabbi Stoyber Rabbi." And one may think that even if a person continues learning, but he learned so much that he can't retain everything that he learned, that he will also be Ivan Islav. Well, as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Lashon Takva, Shekasha Lov Habi Mishnasa, Sheini Yachala Vino, Visara Maliboy Balkocha, Sheini Mavino, and Talmud Loim Rak, and therefore the Torah uses Lashon Rak in order to teach us that in this scenario, we would not be Ivan this Isar. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechim Rablaza, Dhamma Tavayu, Torah Nitna Baboyim, Vinisham and Nitzu Baboyim, Kol Mishamat Hirasoi, Nishmasa Mishtameres, Kol Sheini Mishamas Hatera, E Nishmasa Mishtameres, and Rabbi Yechim and Rablaza both taught us that the Torah was given in 40 days to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Neshama is created in 40 days. And as the Gemara Masechtas Nida teaches us that the Yetzirah Savlad is within 40 days, therefore we learn that if one guards the Torah, then his Neshama will be guarded within his body, and if someone doesn't guard the Torah, then his Neshama, which was also created in 40 days, will also not be guarded. And the Mefarshim point out that when the Gemara speaks about someone that's Meshama Torah Asai, it doesn't say that he's Meshama Satira, but it states that he's Meshama Torah Asai, which means his own Torah. And as we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and we have a chilek in the Torah. And as we say, Hashem Nasalon Torah SMS, and we also say, V'sin Chalkeinu B'Seir Secha, and it also could be that it's based on the previous Gemara, that someone guards his Torah, and he makes sure that he doesn't forget his Torah. That is also included in this Memra, and the Gemara states, Tanavei Rabbi Shmuel, that we learned in the Brice in Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, Mashal Adam Shemasa Sipa Dror La'Avdai, this is comparable to a master that gave a very small bird, called the Tzipa Dror, to his Eved, in order to guard it. And Amar and the master stated, you may think that since this bird is not a very expensive bird, that if you will lose the bird, or if something will happen to the bird, that I'll just come to get the small amount of money from you. However, you should know that I will take neshama from you, as you should know that it is very important to me, and if you don't guard it properly, then it's as if you're being married in the Adain, and the same holds true, b'negei the Torah, and b'negei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I entice at the top of the Amid, Yochal Filu Machmas Ointai, Mishnah Hibim Masechtas Avos, and that Mishnah is also brought from Rabbi Destoy Bar Yanai, and as the Mishnah states, Rabbi Destoy Bar Yanai, Mishmer Meo Imer, Kol Shechech Dov Echem Mishnasai, Ma'ala Lov HaKosov, Kilu Mischai Benafshai, Shenem Raki Shomel Lecho, Shmo Nafshim Choi, Pentishka Chesed Vor, Mishroo Enecha, Yochal Filu Tok Falo Mishnasai, Tam Loi Mefen Yisuh Mulvavchal Kol Yimecheyecha, we learn Ha'inu Mischai Benafshai, Ad Shiyeshe V'yisir Miliboi. We continue with the Mishnah, and we already saw a part of this Mishnah in the Gemara in Amin Aleph, and as the Mishnah states, Shnei Shulchanos Haya Be'ulam Mibifnim Al Pesach Habayis, Echad Shel Shayish Ve'Echad Shel Zav, one was made of marble and one of gold, Al Shel Shayish Nesin Lechem Apanam Bechlisasai, Al Shel Zav Bitziasai, Yemaylam Bekoidish V'loy Meridin, Ve'Echad Shel Zav Mibifnim Sha'alav Lechem Apanam Tamid, as we already explained on Amin Aleph, and the Mishnah continued to discuss the actual procedure of removing the Lechem Apanam from the previous week and placing the new Lechem Apanam on the Shulchan. And the Mishnah teaches us that eight Kohanim were involved in this procedure. And the Mishnah actually lists the procedure a bit out of order, as the Mishnah first teaches us that four Kohanim came to the Kodesh, and two of them had two Starim of the Lechem Apanim, and each one was carrying six Chalais, and the other two Kohanim were holding the Shnei Bezich Levayna, the two spoonfuls of Levayna, and there were four Kohanim that preceded these four Kohanim, and two of these Kohanim removed the 12 Lechem Apanim from the Shulchan from the previous week, and two of those Kohanim removed the Shnei Bezich Levayna. And the Mishnah tells us that since we know that the north was more Choshev, as we know, therefore the ones that were going in to do the mitzvah, placing the Lechem onto the Shulchan, they would stand on the north side of the Shulchan, and their faces were towards the south, and the Kohanim that would remove the Lechem upon him would be standing on the south side of the Shulchan, and the faces were towards the north. Certainly our Mishnah is going like the previous Mishnah, which was going according to the Shita Rebbe, that the length of the Shulchan was placed in the east-west direction of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore when the Kohanim were standing in order to take off and to place the Lechem upon him onto the Shulchan, they would have to stand on the north and south of the Shulchan. And the Mishnah tells us, Eilu Meishchen ve'eilu Menichen v'tipche shelzeh k'neged tipche shelzeh shenem alefonai tamid, and the Tanakhama holds that when the Kohanim would take off the Lechem Apanim and would replace them with new Lechem, while the Kohanim were removing the old Lechem Apanim, the other Kohanim were putting on the new Lechem Apanim, and there was never a time that the Shulchan did not have Lechem Apanim. And as Rashi states, Eilu Meishchen v'atchle agbiu heim min ha-Shulchan Eilu Menichen, and the Tanakhama learns this from the Pasuk and Pashas Truma that states, v'nisata l'shulchan Lechem Panim l'fanei tamid, and he translates the word tamid as constant, and the Lechem Apanim has to constantly be on the Shulchan. However, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yisi Eimah, afilu eilu neitlu ve'eilu menichin, afhi ha'isa tamid, and Rabbi Yisi holds that that the word tamid means consistently, even if the first set of kehanim completely removed lechem apanim in the morning, and then the other set of kehanim put the new lechem apanim onto the shulchan that evening, or l'chayre really means during the afternoon and closer to the evening, and that would also be a kiyum of tamid. And as Rashi states, could mefarish time of gemara the ein tamid el shleyol and shulchan leilecha b'lei lechem. The Mishnah now continues to describe what would occur with the old lechem apanim and yatzav v'nasim al shulchan azov shohei b'ulam, and then they went out and they placed the lechem apanim on the golden table that was in the ulam and was right outside the heichal and k'diu ha-bezichin, and then the two kohanim that had the bezichi levina when it was makdirid on the mizbeach, since the aktar of the bezichin by the lechem apanim was a substitute of the aktar of the k'mitza like we have by a mincha, therefore at this point the lechem apanim, which was like the shirayim, became mutter to kohanim and v'chaos mischalkes l'kohanim, and at this point they would split up all the chalais between the two mishmaris, and half of the chalais were given to the outgoing mishmar and half to the incoming mishmar. And as we know, that one of the nisim that occurred with lechem apanim, that even though each kohen only got a very small amount of lechem apanim, but even though they only received like a pull and like the size of a bean, they were able to be satisfied. And the Mishnah continues and tells us chol yom kippurim liyos b'shabbos, that if Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos and the kohanim were not able to eat the lechem apanim on Shabbos, so then we were concerned that potentially someone will come to eat the lechem apanim on Shabbos, and therefore they would not give it to the kohanim on Shabbos, and instead hachalos mischalkes l'erev, they would split up that evening and not the next morning, as the next morning the chalos were already pasul belina and could no longer be eaten. And once the Mishnah mentioned one din b'negei Yom Kippur, so the Mishnah continues with another din that's relevant to Yom Kippur, and this din is not relevant to lechem apanim, as the Mishnah teaches us chalias b'erev Shabbos, that if Yom Kippur fell on Friday, sar shel Yom Kippur nech l'erev, one of the kabbonis musafim, which was the seir izim l'chatas, which would be eaten by the kohanim, had to be eaten that evening, and since it was kachi kachim, it could not be eaten for more than that evening. And the maisa, one cannot cook on Shabbos, and therefore the kohanim had to eat this meat raw. And the Mishnah tells us that Bavliim oichlan isek shuchaim pleishe daitin yafa. And since, as we will see, that the Bavliim used to eat their meat raw, therefore they were the ones that ate this korban chatas when Matzah Yom Kippurim fell on Shabbos. And our Gemara begins, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, and the Braisa will expand on the sheet of Rabbi Yisi that we saw in the Mishnah, as Rabbi Yisi Oima, filu sil kasi shana shachas, filu sil kasi shana shachas, eim bekach klom, el amari mekayim lefonai tamid, shalei yolon shulchan b'lei lechem, and even if they removed the old lechem apanim in the morning, and they were only masada the new lechem apanim in the evening, or in the afternoon, then that would not be an issue. And even though the Pasuk states, lashon tamid, that teaches us that the shulchan should not remain overnight without having lechem apanim on it. And the Gemara continues, Om Rab Ami, midvar shor b'yisi nilmoid, afil leishana adam ala perek echad shachris, u perek echad arvis, kayim mitzis leyomer sefer Torah azem mipicha. And Rab Ami teaches us that since Rab Yisi taught us that the word tamid doesn't mean constantly, and instead it just means consistently, so even though in the Pasuk in Yeshua it states, leyomer sefer Torah azem mipicha, v'gisa bo yoyim v'layla, l'man tishma lasik l'cha kasaboy, y'oz tasliach ester achecha, v'oz taskil, so we understand that even if someone only learns one parak in the morning and one parak in the evening, that he's still mekayim this mitzvah. And the Gemara continues, Amar Beicha Meshum Rav Shem Beichai, Afil Lai Kara Adam El Kriyash Mashachas Va'Avis Kayim Lo Yomosh, even if one did not even learn Parak Echad Shachas and Parak Echad Avis, and he only read Kriyash Ma in the morning and in the evening, he is still mekayim Lo Yomosh Sefer Torah Zeh Mipicha. And Rav Beicha tells us, V'dov Zeh Asa Lo Imre B'fnei Am Oretz, and it's also to tell this to an Am Oretz, and as Rashi states, Shlo Yim Ebe Kriyash Mashlogi V'lo Yagel Bonavu Talmud Torah, as otherwise an Am Oretz may say that all I have to say is Kriyash Ma in the morning and the evening, and he himself won't learn at all, and he won't have his children learn either, as he will tell them that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is enough, and you don't have to learn Torah the entire day. However, the Gemara continues, "Rava Amar mitzvah lo'imer b'fnei Am Oretz," and Rava states it's actually a mitzvah to say this member to an Am Oretz. And Rashi brings two explanations: as number one, the sav mishum Kriyat Shema neitol schar gadol kazeh ki oz tasliach es derechecha, that since the Am Oretz will realize that even by only reading Kriyat Shema in the morning and the evening, one will be zecha to such a great bracha, and as the pasuk in Yeshua stated, ki oz tasliach es derechecha v'oz taskil, and therefore he makes a kav v'chomer im hoya oisa kol yoyim kolshkin seschari gadol umagelus bonal talmud Torah, and lishnachin asava hanach rabbanon de motzi patrin avshayu b'kriyishma v'yas v'kul yoyim v'gasi shma mino eschah gadol yesh, that since you will tell him and he will realize that really the talmid chum could patrin themselves by only reading kriyishma in the morning and the evening, and they still learn all day, so therefore he will realize how great the schar is, and he will make sure that his children learn Torah. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Gershom, who explains this a bit different, as v'ikad mefarashi mitzvah lo'imrei b'fnei Am Oretz, in order that he should be mechal Aviv Tamid Chomim, Don Motzel Mithun of Shiloh, be Kriish Mashachas for Abbas, the Aski Kuloyimel. The Gemara continues, Shol Ben Domo Ben Achis Shabi Shmol, Shabi Shmol, Kagoinani Shalomati Kalter Kulo, Malum and Kachapasivanis, that Ben Domo, who is the nephew of Rabbi Shmol, asked Rabbi Shmol, that since I already learned all of the Torah and I know Kalter Kulo, so am I allowed to learn Kachapasivanis? And Rabbi Shmol responded, and Karlov Amikrazel, Loyomer Sefer Torah Zemin Picha, Vegisa Boyoim Vlaila, and Seu Bedeik Shah Shain Loyminayoim Vlaimalaila, Vilamoid Boy Kachapasivanis. And Rabbi Shmol argues on the memory of Rabbi Ami, and he holds that we have to read the Pasuk literally, and literally, Loyomer Sefer Torah Zemin Picha, Vegisa Boyoim Vlaila, and therefore, if you could go and find any time that's not considered day and not considered night, then you could learn Chachmas Yevanis, but otherwise you have to continue learning Torah. And as Rashi states, that of course there is no time in the day that's not day or night, and therefore it is always a chiyuv to learn Torah. And the Gemara continues, a pligid of Shmuel ben Nachmani, that this member of Ishmael that taught us that one has to learn Torah the entire day and entire night is being chilk on the member of Shmuel ben Nachmani, as the Amr Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amram Yedinson, Pasuk Ze'inu Leichav Leich Mitzvah El Bracha, this Pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yeshua, not teaching us a chiyuv or a mitzvah, and instead HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a bracha to Yeshua, that Ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshua, should do Torah Chavivim Rabbi Yisa, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the love that Yeshua had for the Torah, and as the Pasuk states in Pashki Sisa, V'diba Hashem HaMoshe Panam HaPanam Kashi Yedab Ishel Re'eu V'shavu HaMachno M'shosi Yeshua Benun Na'al Yom Mishpatech HaOyal, and Yeshua always remained by the tent of Moshe in order they shouldn't miss any of the Torah that Moshe was teaching. Therefore, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua Kol Kach Chavivim Lech Dibri Torah L'yom Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha. So as Rashi states, Hivticha Yishleish Tishtakech Terasim Imenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavtiach him and gave him a promise that he will not forget any of his Torah. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbi Shmuel, that we learned in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, even though Rabbi Shmuel himself stated that there's a chiyuv to learn Torah at all times, but even so, Divrei Torah lo yu alecha chayva biyatu rishoy lifta atzmecha mehen. And as Rashi explains, that one should not look at Divrei Torah ka'odim sheish lechay va'imem masaf renu v'ipata and kach lo yoyim ha'odim eshana perek echa v'ipata sheyatu rishoy lifta atzmecha mehen, as one cannot patter themselves from Divrei Torah. And lechay it is Rabbi Shmuel l'shitasai, who learned the pasuk literally and one has to learn day and night, and I in the bottom tases diba maschal lo yu alecha chayva, that oid yesh lefarish lo yu alecha chayva shle tasek elo behen viyatu shere lufta atzmecha mehen shle tasek ben klal al yofa talmenterim derech eretz, and one should not only learn Torah but should make sure to have panasa. And tases brings a third pshat, inami lo yu alecha chayv lo moi kol atere kitam sechtes avais lo yu alecha melach ligma vlo yatu ben charen li batal. Before we continue, let us point out that Chachmas Yevanis is explained by Rashi and Daf Samach Dalam and Beis, as well as Rashi and Masechtas Soita and Daf Mem Pesach and Beis, and Rashi and Masechtas Baba Kama on the Pei Gimel Med Aleph, and Ayin Tesis Dibu Maschel Malum and Chachmas Yevanis Tema V'Chiloy Yodea the Gazrula, that the Maisa that was exerted not to learn Chachmas Yevanis, and why would it matter if he learned all the Torah? And Zok Tesis Lel Rashi Bereish Rabbi Shmuel, and Ayin Tesis and Daf Samach Dalam and Beis, and Hagamor continues on Mechiskia May Dichsiv, that what is Pshan the Pasuk and Eiv that states the Afasischem in Pizza Rachav Loi Mutzak Tachtav V'Nachashul Chancha Moli Dashan. And Chizki explains Boyer Eish like Midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bas Vedam, as Midas Bas Vedam Adam Meses Chaveru Medaki Chayim Medaki Misa, that when we use the Lashon Hasasa Benegia Bas Vedam, then the Torah uses it as a person that's inciting someone to do Avodah Zarah, and as we know by the Meses of Mediach, and as Rashi brings down from Pashas Ra'ei that the Pasuk states Ki Yisischa Chicha Beni Mecha, however Zok Chizki Hakadosh Baruch Hu Meses Adam Medaki Misa Medaki Chayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu incites a person to learn Torah, that will save a person from Gehenim. And as Rashi states, V'afasilcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lumei Torah K'deli Natsal B'Gehenim Shepi Yitzar. And as the Gemara states, Shenema V'afasilcha Mipi Yitzar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu maces a person and he incites a person to learn Torah in order to save him from the place whose mouth is very narrow, which as our Gemara continues and tells us that it refers to Gehenim Shepi Yitzar Sheashana Tzobah B'Teicha. And as Rashi explains that the reason why the mouth of Gehenim is very narrow is in order that all the fire and all the ashes should remain in Gehenim, and shehei ashana tzabu b'teichav lo yetzei chutz kedei sheyadayin rishoyim be'ishiv ashan, and this way the rishoyim are judged not only with fire but also with extremely hot ashes. And we continue at daf kufa min aleph v'shem atayma k'shem shepi yitzar kach kul yitzara, that if you will say that just like the top is very narrow, then the entire Gehenim is very narrow. And with layman the pasuk in Yeshaya states hemekirchiv, that once one goes deeper into Gehenim, then Gehenim gets wider. And really, the Gemara could have brought this raya from the next part of the pasuk in Eiv that states, Mipitza Rochav, and it actually states that it gets wider. However, the Gemara will now continue to dash in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, as the Gemara continues, Vishema Taimel Melech Lehuchana, if one would want to say that as long as someone was a Talmud Chacham, then even if he stops learning, then he will still be saved from the Din of Gehenim, Talmud Leiman, that's why the Pasuk in Yeshaya continues, Gam Hi Lemelech Huchan, that Gehenim is even prepared for a Talmud Chacham that was Perish Ben Atira, and as Rashi explains at the top of the Amid, Melech Kar Talmud Chacham, Dechseh Bimelech Mimlechu, through learning Torah, a person will be considered a Melech, and the Gemara continues, Shema Taima in Be'etzim, if you will say that at some point, Gehenim will run out of fire, and it will run out of wood, Talmud Leiman, so the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, Madurasa Ish Ve'etzim Harbe, that there's a lot of fire and a lot of wood, Veshema Taima Zeo Schara, and if you will say that it is only Schara that Talmud Chacham will receive, there will be Nitzel Medina Shel Gehenim, but he won't receive any other Schara, Talmud Leiman, therefore, the end of the Pasuk in Eo states, V'nacha Shulchan Chom Ali Doshen, eventually in Olam Haba, your Shulchan will be full of good foods, and you'll have a lot of Schara. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Chol Yom Kippurim Liyas B'Shabbos, Hachavos Mischalkes L'Erev, and then the Mishnah stated, Chol Yom Be'Erev Shabbos, that Yom Kippur fell on Erev Shabbos, then Tzor Shom Yom Kippurim Nech L'Erev, V'Abav Liyam Oichlam Oisek Shuchayim Pteisha Daitin Yofa, and the Gemara tells us, Om Rav Babachana, Om Rav Yechron, Loi Bav Liyam Heim, that the ones that would eat meat raw were not the people from Bavol, Lach Sadrinim Heim, they really were from Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim, and they were from Alexandria. If so, why is it that our Mishnah calls them Bavliyim? And Rav Babachana teaches us, Mitech Shesenim Sibavliyim, Kreinei Samashem Bavliyim, that since the Chacham hid the people from Bavol, therefore they called them Bavliyim. And as Tesis explains in the top thesis, that in the Gemara Mesechtes Yuma, we learned that Rish Lakish told Rabbi Lezer that since the people in Bavol did not follow Ezra, and did not go to Eretz Yisrael for Bayesheni, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates those that live in Bavol. That's why the Talmid Chachamim hated those that live in Bavol. Therefore, when they wrote to Mishnayis and they wanted to say something negative about people, they were called in the Bavliyim. And as the Gemara continues, Talin Amihachi, that we also learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yesi Oimel, Loi Bavliyim Heim, Elach Zadriyim Heim, Umetech Shesenim Is Bavliyim, Krein Eisen Hashem Bavliyim, and Amal Rabbi Yehuda, and since Rabbi Yehuda's family came from Bavol, so he said to Rabbi Yesi, Tenuach Daitcha, Shenachta Daiti, since you were able to put me at ease, therefore you should always be at ease. I in the middle of Tesis, where Tesis continues, Masha Meskino, Isil Magnai, Asher Eichlan Sisir Mokhayim, Apagad the Mitzvah Ka'avdi, Shleo Veil Dei Nesa, why is it that our Mishnah considers a Gnai if they were actually saving this Basa from becoming Nesa, as no one else would have eaten this Basa while it was raw, and they were the only ones that would eat this on Matzah Yom Kippur, and this way it did not become Nesa by the next morning. Tesis explains that although on this night it was definitely proper for them to eat it, but the reason why we consider this a gnai is because they would do so the rest of the year, and that was the only reason why they were used to eating raw meat, and therefore the Mishnah mentions this as a gnai, as they were considered gluttonous, and as Rashi states, and before you finish, let us point out that at the top of the Amid, where the Gemara mentioned the Pasuk of Lamelech Leuchana, Rashi explains that this refers to a Tam Chacham, Shapurish Menatera, and Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem will explain a bit differently, as he explains, Klei Malat Hamachachem Shesarach, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.